What do you want to talk about? Get in touch by phone, text or email.
Now, I'm delighted to be joined. Our final guest on the show today is Jonathan Douglas. And Jonathan is the manager of the Team Hope Shoebox Appeal. Now, I know around this time of the year, there's so many charities looking for our help. But there is something very special about the Shoebox Appeal, because it's all about helping children in a very specific way. And Jonathan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Just for people who mightn't be familiar with the Shoebox Appeal, just explain to us in very general terms what it's all about.
Well, it's an annual tradition we've had in Ireland for many years. It's when the people of Ireland, they get an empty shoebox, they wrap it in Christmas paper, and then they fill it with gifts for children living in Eastern Europe and in Africa as well. And these children have never received a present before. So it's sending a little box of hope, love and joy each year.
And what kind of things do they put in the box?
Well, we to make it easy, we call them the four W's. So it's something to write with, wash with, wear and wow. So you could have items like say from the rice with, you could have colouring pencils, maybe a copybook and a pen for school. You could have to wash with, you could have maybe a toothbrush and toothpaste. Those are great items. To wear, you could have a hat or gloves or a scarf. And then to wow, you might have like a pack of sweets or a little teddy or a little tennis ball. Something like that would be just great.
And so the great thing about this is that you can get your own children involved here, and they can be guaranteed that their specific box will go to a child in a developing country or in a needy area.
That's right. Every shoebox that's donated represents a child. So we're hoping this year to reach a target of 200,000 shoeboxes, which would mean 200,000 children receiving a shoebox. And it's not just for children in Ireland or families in Ireland. Anybody can make a shoebox. Anybody can get involved.
Okay, great stuff. Now, I believe you always get a great response to this appeal from Kerry. And the good news is that you've extended the deadline if anyone out there wants to get involved.
That's right, yes. We've extended till Tuesday the 15th. So if you have a shoebox, you have until then to either put it into one of your local drop-off points. There's a whole list on our website as well, but any Deals or First Stop or Toymaster will take them in as well. And we have two teams. We've got a team in Killarney and a team in Listowel that will be collecting and checking them as well.
Okay. So again, now it can be an individual, or I presume schools can get involved too, can they?
Oh yes, certainly. Schools can get involved, individuals, any age can get involved.
Okay. So the deadline is Tuesday, November the 15th, and all you have to do is get the empty shoebox, wrap it up, and is there any particular age group of children you should gear it towards?
Well, we have three age groups. We've got 2 to 4, 5 to 9, and 10 to 14. And I'd say we're always looking for more boxes for the 2 to 4-year-olds and the 10 to 14-year-olds for boys and girls. Those tend to be the ones we get the least amount of. But we'd be delighted to accept any shoebox. But those are the ages, yeah, that are a little bit lower each year. Yeah.
Okay, so 2 to 4-year-olds. And what was the other age cohort?
10 to 14.
To 14. So you can mark it specifically on the box who it's aimed towards.
Yes, you can. When you are dropping off your shoebox, you'll hopefully find a Team Hope leaflet there. If not, you can download one from our website. And in our Team Hope leaflet is a sticker, a girl-boy sticker, that you can put on the top of your box, and then you can tick what age group it's for. Otherwise, yeah, you could just write it on the top and our team will do the rest.
Okay. So where's the drop-off point for Kerry again?
So any Deals, any First Stop, or any Toymaster, they'll accept. But if you go onto our website at www.teamhope.ie, you'll also find there's over 400 drop-off points across the country, and there's certainly more in Kerry as well.
Okay, so any Deals, that's the DEALZ, those shops, is that what you're saying, yeah?
Yes, that's right. Some of them have been rebranded Pepco, but there's still plenty of Deals around, yeah.
Okay, well, that's easy enough to find, because there's branches of those, I think, in a lot of parts of Kerry. Well, listen, it's a lovely idea, and it's great that the whole concept of children helping children. So hopefully you'll get a great response in Kerry. Jonathan, we'll leave it there, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, and thank you everyone for supporting the appeal.
Cheers. Bye-bye. That's Jonathan Douglas there from the Team Hope Shoebox Appeal, telling us about that lovely, lovely charity. They do it every year, and they get thousands and thousands of shoeboxes sent off to children in poorer countries, filled with just small little gifts, very cheap things that, wouldn't cost the earth, but can make a huge difference to a child's life in another country. So something to think about there, and they will accept them, as he said, in Deals and some other stores as well. If you want to get involved, they've extended the deadline now, so you have until the 15th of November to get your shoebox sorted.